Meanwhile, Jennifer's brother Tony went into farming and met a sparky Welsh girl, Pat Lewis, who had then, as now, very decided opinions on the way things should be done. Tony disagreed at first, but has often been forced to admit that Pat was right all along. They married in December 1974, and their elder son John was born on New Year's Eve 1975. John later died in a freak tractor accident in 1998.
There must be something about me that even my best friend hasn't told me. Only have to look at a girl and you're all getting in a stock of confetti.
That shows how interested we are in your well-being.
Now I've heard everything.
Well, coming back to Pat Lewis...
Oh, for heaven's sake, all I came in for was a quiet pint.
Oh, you must admit you gave us grounds for suspicion.
Well, I'll admit nothing of the kind.
What Nora means is that you make time to see Pat during your busy spell.
Yeah, well, I fancied a break.
Fancy another one this weekend.
No. Yes. Look, drop it, will you? If you want the truth, it'll be ages before I can drive to Wales like that again, even supposing I want to, which is my business, so I might not see Pat for months.
Oh, I think we can do better than that, Tony. If you look through the window, you'll see.
Eh?
She's standing right there with Hayden Evans.
What?
I think she's coming in.
Are you all right, lad?
You've gone all the colours of the rainbow.
Hello, Tony.
Pat. It's...
You doing your imitation of a goldfish or something?
Give him time, Pat. He'll come too.
However did you come to be in Ambridge?
Ever heard of trains and buses?
Oh, but I mean, why? What made you come?
Well, I rather hoped you'd buy me a drink for a start. And get one for yourself while you're at it. You look as if you need it.